It is 12:32. Welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. This is, you know what's funny is there is the ongoing joke at News Talk 1290 CJBK that it must be every other Friday that it's sunshine outside because that's when Joan Ball from Royal LePage Trial and Realty comes in. And that's been the ongoing joke for months and months and months. Joan, it's sunny out again and you're here for crying out loud. I thought it was just like a cliche joke. I thought it was just a joke.
No.
You actually
I've actually got a really good record of having a sunny day in here. I think I'm at about a 90% or 98% success on when I come on Fridays.
Yeah.
It ends up being sunny.
I can't believe it. I don't understand. It's a freak of nature, for crying out loud. But I'm very happy you're here, if not to just bring the sun, then to talk about what probably is top of mind for so many people. All of a sudden, the real estate market is starting to get a lot more attention again. From your perspective, they dropped. The interest rate which took all of the economists by surprise. And then the one benefit that everybody said was, well, if you're looking to buy a house, then this is the best time. Have you noticed to come your way yet?
But you have to remember the Bank of Canada rate drops. That doesn't automatically drop the mortgage rate.
Right.
You know, so
it was the assumption there.
Yes. Right? Well, not, you know, it shouldn't be an automatic assumption, but yes, usually that's what follows suit afterwards. And,
right.
You know, and I think that we're certainly very attractive as we are, you
right.
know, at where we are. I think we're going to, we're leading into a very, very busy spring market. And remember, our real estate spring market starts, you know, in about February. But it's already off and running, and
yeah.
and we're going to be very busy.
So has the phone started ringing for you already asking?
Yes.
Because I'm sure
yes,
you're probably getting
yes,
that question more
yes,
than anybody.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we're in such a favored spot. Our affordability here in London, you know, just having that coupled with it, you know, you think about if you're in Toronto or Vancouver or wherever, like, oh my gosh, you know, so much more of your dollar, your daily paycheck is going to pay that mortgage. So for the same amount of space, you know,
I've never understood
so
it. Having all of my friends live in Toronto, mm-hmm. and I can remember when I lived in St. Catharines,
right.
I can remember showing my dad a house that was virtually the equivalent of his house when he first bought it. And him saying, "Oh, geez, a house like that probably $300,000-$400,000 would be my guess," and it was $132,000. And you come over here, things are a little bit more expensive than they were when I was in the Niagara region. But that having been said, you know, we don't have those huge gains, which is nice because that means
yes.
we also don't have those huge
That's
losses.
That's right. So you have some stability here. So, you know, I think that London over the long term has really done very well for people. They've got a good quality of life. We've got good affordability. And with the interest rates leading into the spring, I think we're going to see a lot of activity.
All right. Well, we'll direct people to the website, joanball.com from Royal LePage. And Joan Ball also has a phone number. Yeah, you still use your phone, or is it mostly for texting?
No, I still use my phone.
All right,
I'm still that old-fashioned kind of gal that likes to talk to people, actually.
519-672-9880. JoanBall at royallepage.ca is her email if you want to shoot her over an email as well. Of course, our phone lines are open, 519-643-1290. Our number, I want to talk to you about renovations.
Right.
Because I would assume if you're looking for the February, March to start listing your home, well, geez, you got to backtrack a little bit. That means I would want my renovations done by mid-February, which means...
No, you would have wanted them done by probably November, December.
No, really?
You know, I think that the fall market, for the most part, I do 50% list and sales, you know, working with buyers and sellers, and 50% sitting down with prospective sellers who are looking at putting their property on the market in the new year or sometime in 2015. And so there's a fair bit of planning stage that or planning platform that has to take place mm-hmm. for some people. Some people it's a quick and easy. Some people it's just finding out where they'll go. Some people it's doing a lot of work and extensive work. And there's a property that will be coming on the market in about 2 weeks that there's been some tremendous work done to it, and it's absolutely spectacular. So you have to watch for that, and it's a great one. But we started back getting things organized and getting some exterior photographs that showed the 218-foot deep lot with wooded, you know, sort of deer in the backyard and gardens and all of that stuff, you know. So we started back in August taking some of the photographs and really talking about how they wanted this to, when they wanted this to happen, how they wanted it to unfold and all of that.
So if somebody is looking then for a summer move, let's say, mm-hmm. then would now be a good time to start then?
Absolutely. You've got to give yourself at least 6 months. Some people it doesn't take that long. That's fine, but at least then you know all the ins and outs and it's not a rush panic. It really should be somewhat of a steady stream to get ready, and then you've really best prepared for the market.
With Joan Ball from Royal LePage, joanball.com, the website, 519-643-1290. This leads into a question that we do have from Trudy and Rob. They wrote in to ask, when is a renovation too expensive? And I do want to put an asterisk in there with my own question there, but maybe for Trudy and Rob, when is a renovation too expensive?
Right. So great question. And people ask me, and I have existing clients that ask me into the house all the time, or as we're going through as a buying process, you know, how much does it need and what could you put into it. So there is somewhat of a formula as far as what it will pay you back, and you can find that online, you know.
Sure.
Kitchens are usually 75%, bathrooms as well. Other areas it tends to be sort of goes down a bit. You don't get 100% return on any renovations if you're putting it on the market and you did that renovation that day or
right.
that week or
right.
a month before. But there is a percentage that you can recognize in return. When it becomes too expensive, is you have to take into account two things: who you are as people and whether you could even weather the whole disruption of the renovation, because sometimes it's too expensive to your lifestyle, to your relationship, to your stress level, you know, all of that stuff. But then also looking at what's that renovation going to cost and what it's going to give you back. And if you're staying longer than 5 years, it tends to be lessening and lessening as far as the impact, because
right.
you're enjoying it, you know, that kind of thing. So if you're renovating, adding an addition on, you'd be finding a house that would cost you another 30, 40, 50,000. So that renovation is going to be to your liking. You like the existing house you're in. You're going to be staying for another, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever. Then it makes more sense. But if you're thinking, well, you know, this house really maxed out, it'll last maybe another 5 years for our family. Well, then no, let's start looking and seeing what's out there that you might find with that might mean you're spending another $25,000 versus another $50,000. So, you know, you have to evaluate them all individually, but there are situations where it becomes too expensive. Especially you have to weigh out structural issues, because if you have a budget that you want to spend on a renovation, 9 times out of 10, that's going to go north. It's going
right.
to go higher.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doubles.
9 times out of 10. I would say probably 10 times out of 10 with even 11th out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And sometimes you get, and you've seen it on HGTV. You see these programs where they sort of peel away things and then guess what? Oh my gosh, the main beam of the house isn't even supported.
Right.
We have to do that. Or there's a ring of a line of knob and tube and we have to replace that. And so things happen, and so you have to be very realistic, do all your research and then lay it out and have a real clear idea.
And that's what I always find funny about the shows where Love It or Listed or whatever, is the amount of times that they say my budget is going to be $17,000, and they say 17, oh, you know what we're going to be able to do with $17,000, and then it's of course staged so that they say, well, we can't do this anymore. What do you mean? How did they not see this coming? But it's one of those situations you just have to pretty much plan on there being more money.
That's
can I,
right.
Can I tell you, can I tell you my goal for my house?
Sure.
Because I love you. You helped us find our house.
Yes.
And I've never every time you come, I say, thank you for helping us find our house.
That's a good thing.
Love the area. Right. Love the house itself. It's an older home.
Yes.
And we're at a point with two growing boys that you say, I don't want to move. Not sure I necessarily want to go with less yard.
Right.
So I'm looking at reworking the inside of the house. Can I tell you the renovation that I really want?
What?
I want to take the roof off, the ceiling off. No, just hear me out here. I want to take the ceiling off in my bedroom.
Right.
Okay. I want to take the ceiling down. I want to finish the attic.
Right.
Just in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and put in a loft bed and then have two floors just for my room. Shannon loves the idea as well. I love
really?
The idea. I want to put a little staircase up and then have like a little sitting room and underneath the loft and everything like that. But here's the thing is the one thing that we always say is that's so unique to us.
Yes.
If we were ever looking to resell, that's where it would become a problem. And that's another one of the questions that we have to ask whenever we're renovating is, are we doing this to stay in our house forever and ever and ever? Amen. Or are we doing this to get through the next 10 years? And if we're looking at selling, have we just...
Right.
Erase that.
So I'm going to tell you a little story. I saw it recently on online, I think, about the gentleman who loves his cats. And he built a cat walking ledge
cool.
along the top, I would say top one-tenth of the wall line.
Right.
So that his cats could walk around the top of each room and have these little holes from room to room to room and have these little cubbies inside the walls from one room to the other so that they could sleep in there and feel like they were in a little cave.
Right.
That's very individual to him.
Right.
So there are some renovations that, yes, and he's admitted he's probably going to stay in that house until they take him out in a box.
Right.
Well, if that's
Perfect.
What you're, if that's what turns your ticket, do it.
Right.
You know, but if you want to sell the house at some point in the near future, then you really should stay much more traditional with what the masses will like, because it will only be of interest to such a select a few.
You really don't like the idea of my loft bed, do you?
I don't know.
It's
I've seen your house. I don't know if the roof line. You could put dormer. You could open up the back and put a dormer on that house.
I don't know what a dormer is.
Dormer. It's where you take the roof line at a certain level in, and then you raise that and put windows along the back. So you actually extend the height of that entire house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk.
So I would do probably a dormer before I do that, but I wouldn't do that in your house. I think you could probably find something like that for less money than it would cost
to do that. I want to do that. That's a conversation that I want to have with you because I know you know a lot of people that come in and they say, you don't need a new house, you need a redesign. And we'll talk about that as well when we come back.
Okay.
Speaking with Joan Ball from Royal LePage, and you can visit joanball.com. Her phone number, 519-672-9880. joanball@royallepage.ca is her email. And of course, one more phone number for you to remember, and that is right here, right now, 519-643-1290. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK. Welcome back to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK. My name is Al Coombs, sitting in for Mike Stubbs. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage, and you can visit joanball.com. You can also give her a call at 672-9880. You can email her, joanball@royallepage.ca. Call us now in the studio, 519-643-1290. Send a homing pigeon to her home address. Which...
No,
don't do that.
No.
Still cleaning up from the last few homing pigeons, are you? God. We were talking a little bit about renovations in the last little while, and we eventually concluded that my idea for a home renovation was stupid.
No, I did not
was
say
unique.
That.
Was unique. You didn't say
no,
that.
No,
your eyes
I would
said
never
that.
Say that. I would never say that. I would just indicate that perhaps there might be a different way of looking at it.
And one of the things that I've always adored about the segments that you bring in is... You sometimes realize you don't need a new house. And I know for a fact that you have mm-hmm. said this to people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a new house.
Mm-hmm.
You need this one redone for what you've
right.
done. And it'll
yep.
be much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be far more comfortable, et cetera. And I've always mm-hmm. appreciated that because you could easily say, I got the house for you. Come over here.
I will tell you. Years ago, I heard someone say, and I won't tell you who it was or what their profession was, because I'm not supposed to.
Okay.
But they basically said, well, you never want to sell anybody too good a house because they'll stay too long and they won't make the next move. And I thought, wow, that's not my philosophy. My philosophy is that you look at a house that's going to last for 5 years or 50 years, whatever comes first and whichever works out, because life changes and life happens. But as soon as somebody says, well, I just need it for 2 years and then we'll move on, I think, wow, the money you spend to move, let's do that. And then from there, hopefully I've done a good enough job that they would recommend me to others. And that's how I've grown my business.
It's pretty much what we've done with Shannon and I. I know we just said, after hearing friends of ours use this sounds terrible. I'm not trying to bad talk anybody, but I've had awful experience with real estate agents, and it sounded so foreign to us. We said, well, doesn't your real estate agent do this and help you with this and look out for this and give you a call about this or do this? No. And then here's Joan's number. Give her a call. She'll sort you out.
I certainly appreciate that. And I think the flip side of that is not just that I then have people who already are recommended from clients that I've worked with. So there's a really nice comfort level there, and that's really helpful. But also, I have to go and eventually sell that house I sold to those people. Ooh. And, you know, I want to ensure that it's something that I can stand behind. I feel proud of, I know all the details of, and hopefully, that speaks buckets for a business that I think is certainly served me well.
There are two things, we've got to take a quick break, but there are two things that I do want to talk about as we speak with Joan Ball from Royal LePage, joanball.com, 672-9880 is her phone number. There are two things that I want to talk to you. Number one, about the minimalist movement and whether that's really hit London yet or not. And the other thing that I want to talk about is just what you are seeing by way of renovation now, because we all know that there are trends that tend to happen. The open concept kitchen, the man cave downstairs. These are all trends that come through where we are right now as we start to maybe look at a summer market for putting our house up, that we need to start planning those renovations for now. Right. That'll be coming up next as we continue Ask the Experts with Joan Ball from Royal LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Well, 1253, Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK. Al Coombe sitting in for Mike Stubbs. Along with Joan Ball from Royal LePage, joanball.com is the website. You can give a call to her line at 519-672-9880. Shoot her an email, joanball@royallepage.ca, or of course give us a call here in the studio at 519-643-1290. And you and I were talking about minimalism.
Minimalists.
And you and I had two different...
Now you got me tongue-tied. Yeah.
I offered you a coffee. I made it Bailey's.
I wish.
And what was funny was, this has now become almost maybe too much of an umbrella term. Is I heard minimalist and I thought tiny houses and the little thing, but minimalism is actually a term used for
design. And when I think of a minimalist kind of approach to things, from a design perspective, it really means very little. Interior furnishings, very little exterior furnishings. So it's very art sort of centric or centered. So you may have a white wall with one large painting, a splash of red, and two black chairs and a white couch and, you know, the glass coffee table.
So there's a minimalist meaning there's literally nothing in it.
But yes, very much. It's minimalist decor. So what you're talking about, though, is minimizing actual structure, because you showed me online, you know, some of the structures that you're looking at, and those are really minimizing the size and square footage of the house, because as you said, there's, you know, a number of people who are living living at, you know, like 250 square feet and saving money and living off the grid and, or on, you know, sort of being able to create more savings options. And the professional, what is it, football player that
Daniel Norris is his name. Yeah, lives in a
VW bus, you know, like, I mean, good Lord. With how much money, yeah. But that's a whole different concept, so you need to know
that. At what point, these tiny houses, right. One of the websites that I frequent is called tinyhousetalk.com. These tiny houses, would you ever see that being a thing in London?
Well, actually, in some very progressive towns and cities, they're starting to do that for some of the homeless people.
Are they
and
really?
And it's just phenomenal projects that are being initiated so that individuals, you know, the rate of homelessness is pretty much, you know, being addressed by assisting in that way. For the most part, I don't think we're going to see a lot here. Where I see it probably is in cottage country. You know, somebody wants to get started. They buy the lot. They get the big thing right now are those sea containers.
Right.
You know, turning them into something.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, something of that size.
We'll talk to our buddies at City Center Storage and we'll get it. Yeah, we'll get our.
There's amazing things that people have done with that.
Incredible.
Yeah, you know, but not in the city proper. But the minimalist decor, I do see that from time to time. It's not a huge thing. I do see that more so in the bigger cities with the loft sort of apartment concepts and, you know, 20-foot ceilings and they've painted everything a certain color. And so it's very, you know, sparse and all of that stuff.
We literally got to wrap up. Nick's giving me the finger here. I want to very quickly say, if we are planning a renovation, which has been kind of the theme for the show, if we're planning a renovation, we've got enough for one room. Which room is it now? Is it the kitchen? Is it the basement?
Kitchen.
Is it the living room? It's still
kitchen.
The kitchen, eh?
Kitchen.
Kitchen.
Always
all right.
The kitchen.
Open concept, or what's the fad now?
Yeah, open concept, very much so. You know, looking at the biggest renos right now tend to be the yards, so people can holiday at home, and the kitchens,
All right, beautiful. Joan, thank you as always for bringing this on.
My pleasure.
Joan Ball. RoyalLePage.com. You can visit, JoanBall.com from Royal LePage, and you can visit her website there. Shoot her an email from there anytime you like. 672-9880 is her phone number. Joan Ball at RoyalLePage.ca. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290.